The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, it was possible for users outside of an academic or military setting to connect to a computer network of sorts. CBBS, the first computer bulletin board system, signed on today. CBBS allowed users to log in one at a time via modems that connected over standard telephone lines, and the users could leave public or private messages for each other. The first BBS sysops, or system operators, were Ward Christensen and Randy Seuss, who also programmed the CBBS software. More bulletin board systems would appear across America throughout the 1980s, and the logbook even got its start on a BBS long before most people were aware of the internet. Born on this day in 1945, the actor inside the armor of Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock. William Cadd, star of The Greatest American Hero and a runner-up for the role of Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, was born today in 1951. LeVar Burton, the host of Reading Rainbow and Star Trek The Next Generation's Geordi LaForge, was born in 1957.
I see where you're going. We ship down, then kick hard into Warp 9. Yeah, come back, fight! Woo-wee!
Can we do it, Geordi?
Ask me after it's done, sir.
Born in 1964, the ninth man to star in Doctor Who on TV, actor Christopher Eccleston.
Software patch. Gonna email the upgrade. You want moves, bros? I'll give you moves. Everybody lives, bros. Just this once! Everybody lives!
Warren Ellis was born today in 1968. Freenet founder Ian Clark was born in 1977. In 1967, the Enterprise fell under the control of Khan, making his first appearance in the Star Trek episode Space Seed.
Captain's log, stardate 3142.3. Slightly over two centuries ago, a group of scientists planned for a race of supermen and created conquistadors.
Name? Khan Noonien Singh.
From 1992 through 1996, absolute ruler of more than a quarter of your world.
You fled. Why? Were you afraid?
I've never been afraid.
But you left at the very time mankind needed courage.
We offered the world order.
I intend to take this ship.
Will you assist me?
Oh, please, Khan, don't ask me.
Leave me then. The battle begins again. Only this time is not the world will win. It's the universe.
Introducing Ricardo Montalban as Khan, the episode was followed up by the second Star Trek movie in 1982. In 1985, the Second Doctor and Jamie were back.
We've hit conterminous time again.
Well, we've certainly hit something.
Now, Jamie, follow me.
It's Jamie here. Don't go wandering off. Stay with me.
Do I ever?
It has been known. And let me do the talking. All you have to do is to stand in the background and admire
my
your
diplomatic skills.
Patrick Troughton and Fraser Hines returned to the TARDIS for part one of The Two Doctors, a Doctor Who story that wasn't celebrating any particular anniversary or event. In 1999, the Deep Space Nine crew was brought down to size and still had to fight off big invasion plans in the episode One Little Ship.
I thought you said we'd return to our normal size once we left the anomaly.
We should have.
We didn't leave the anomaly by the same path which we entered it.
So the process failed to reverse itself.
Are you telling me I'm going to be this bloody tall for the rest of my life?
This bloody tall?
actually.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and filmed by our team.